Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the Strategy Hour podcast, we are talking all about giving away the kitchen sink. And speaking of giving away the kitchen sink, we're giving you a pretty awesome free course that...
Not a kitchen sink.
No, that's true. It's not a kitchen sink, but it has all the stuff in it about automation and apps and strategies and cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where can I get it?
Yourbizonautopilot.com.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, you just go there and type in your email and you get enrolled immediately and get started on automating all your stuff today for free. It's totally
all of cool. It's there right now.
Yeah.
How helpful.
I know. So to jump right in, we're pumped to be talking to you today about our sales
kitchen sinks.
Yeah, our kitchen sinks. Our sales strategies, our sales funnels. Our free marry me model, which has been around since the very early days of TCC.
Yeah, it's like the first thing we ever made up and we stuck around with it.
Yeah, it actually turned into the free marry me forever model, but I felt like that was a weird podcast title. Not that giving away the kitchen sink, our free marry me model wasn't weird already, but adding the word forever just seemed like too much.
You know, we're not going to make you commit forever. If you don't want to be here forever, that's on you, babe.
So,
except for us, we are legally bound together forever.
That's a true statement. We are close to married as two non-married.
I have to give you more of a notice to divorce you than I have to give my own husband.
Is that
legally.
True?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Anyways.
Don't leave me. But today we're going to tell you all about how to get your readers, your people just like surfing the internet, surfing the airwaves, surfing the... What else do people surf these days?
They surf the Goog.
They surf the Goog? Uh-huh. People who are just... hanging out online, how do they find you and how do you turn those people from, you know, I just found this girl online that one time to, oh my God, have you met Emily? She is amazing and I pretty much buy everything she ever makes. She is the coolest person I know online.
Thanks for your support. Samesies.
That's literally what we're going to help you do today. Go from, I don't even know who the hell Emily is, mm-hmm. to... I want everything Emily ever touches and turns to gold.
Because the sales model walks people through awareness, consideration, preference, finally purchase, to being super loyal, to then shouting your name from the rooftops. And we're going to walk you through all of those steps today and give you some tips and tricks on how you can implement them in your business. But basically, this model is the try before you buy model, the test drive the car, 100-day return policy. Use all the great things, and then if you hate it, you don't have to keep it forever. That's what this does for your audience and for your people. It establishes you as an expert. It establishes you as someone to keep coming back to for that thing, no matter what it is. You don't necessarily have to be teaching for people to come back for your thing. It could be your humor. It could be your stories that you share on Instagram. It could be your beautiful images and the way that you walk through people when you talk about your business or your life or your products. It could be the charities that your business supports, so they want to keep supporting those things. Whatever it is that the thing that they come back for, this is what's reeling them in time and time again.
It could just be Jenna's guinea pigs.
It could just be guinea pigs. It doesn't matter.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to follow Jalen Designery on Instagram.
Go see some guinea pigs that are cute as hell.
They are. So giving away value is not the same thing as giving away your product or service for free.
Preach it, sister.
It's not the same. It's not the same at all. On the last episode where Emily and I were chatting, which was 44, I believe, we talked about like saying no to pitches and saying yes to the right quantifiable exposure. Well, this is more about just you and what you choose to give away versus what you choose to charge for. Mm-hmm. And I want to be very clear that when you give things away, we're not giving away the things you should be charging for.
Right.
They're different.
Well, and on that same token, but the other side.
Sure.
I have heard people say that they are afraid of giving away too much. That
yes.
They have this fear of, but if I give that away, then no one will buy this other thing. And this is specifically geared towards courses. So if this is you, maybe this will help you out. Also services, though. If I teach them this much, then they're never going to hire me for this thing, right? Well, here's what I have to say about that. One, if you teach someone something and you think that they will never hire you, you're talking to two different people. The person who always wants to DIY, maybe it's their social media marketing, maybe it's their pictures, maybe it's their editing, whatever. Whatever it is that you're teaching, and then you also hire, like have people hire you for that thing, those two people are not the same people. There's always going to be someone who wants to DIY it, and there's always going to be someone who wants to hire the person to do it for them, okay? The other part of that is if you're afraid that you're going to give way too much in your blog post that no one will want to buy your course or attend your workshop or your conference or whatever, then you're not giving enough in your course, workshop, or conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. True statement.
True that.
True that. And I think a lot of people were like, whoa. You gave away an entire free course, which we told you about at the beginning of this episode. We're like, go to yourbizonautopilot.com.
Uh-huh, it's a free course and it's yours for free.
Yeah. And they're like, you could charge for this. Mm-hmm. We could.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why? Because we like to give away so much freaking value that you guys are wowed and amazed by those things. That you continue to hang out with us. Because by you continuing to hang out with us, that raises our chances of you buying from us later on. Mm-hmm. It is a lot easier to convince someone who's already a part of our tribe and technically already a student, if you enroll in Your Biz on Autopilot at yourbizonautopilot.com, because it's all just a giant plug for that course. Because you're already a student for that program if you enroll into it, it will be a lot easier for us to now show you the value and you be able to convince yourself. Like, we won't have to convince you anymore to buy anything else from us because you're already going to be there. Rather than putting a price tag on every single thing that we ever teach or offer and convincing every single person to give us money for all of the things. Mm-hmm. So we add value, we change your life, we give you something that's that step zero, that's that like icing on the cake. So your life is drastically improved productivity-wise, automation-wise, biz aha moment-wise. So you want to just keep learning from us. Sometimes that learning is going to come from the blog where it's free, the podcast where it's free, or you're going to find that you want to dive deeper and invest in one of our programs. And that's exactly how we've set up our business, to where the small step-by-step things, the level zero things, the mindset things, the idea of things, that's given away freely here and on our blog, on our website, in our Facebook group. But the in-depth strategy that takes more of our time to teach and more of our time to walk you through and more of our time to show you this, all of the steps, those are in programs. So it's different. Do you see?
Yes. I see the way. I see the light, Emily. I see the way. So the whole point of all of this is you're getting people to go down a funnel, a slide, a rainbow, a
rabbit hole, ladder,
anything you want to call it. But cone. The whole point is that it gets narrower. Eventually, you're going to have a lot of people on the top. It's like an upside down birthday cake. It's like someone took your wedding cake and goes flippy floppy,
flippity floppy.
And they put the little baby deer on the bottom. And they put the big tear.
The two people getting married shared a little baby tear.
And they put the big tear on top. Okay. So you have the big tier at the top, and you're trying to get all the people down to the little tier at the bottom, right? Okay. So over time, we are going to have people go through these different phases with you. And people will naturally fall off the planet.
Like a lot of them.
And that is okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokes. There's only so much room on that little baby tier.
So on the middle tier, the purchase tier, which we'll get to, we're going to explain all the tiers. Don't worry.
Calm down.
The purchase tier is only 2% of everybody.
I'm sorry. What was that?
2%. So there's still two tiers below that. So you can imagine how small that little baby tier is at the bottom.
More like a cupcake.
It's like a little cupcake for the one person that likes you.
Or an infant.
Okay. So the first tier and your biggest tier and your biggest opportunity, because here's the really cool part, is your cake. Which normal cakes don't do this, but your cake can because it's magical. It can grow. What?
It's like at Hogwarts where the beer just keeps flowing.
So your tiers, if you get the bigger one bigger, then even though they get smaller as they go down, you can get more people down on the little baby tier. Okay, so that first one's the awareness phase. This phase is free
to the free $0. It's free.
Okay,
do you charge people for a handshake?
No.
Nah,
this is a hello, hey, how you doing, nice to meet ya,
what's up girl.
This is a let's hang out on social media. This is a you came to my website, whoop.
Thanks. Also provide some value so you stick around.
Yeah.
As a thank you for coming today.
So this is literally someone goes from, I don't know who you are at all.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they saw your pin on Pinterest. Yeah. Maybe they clicked your link from Instagram because they were like, ooh, that sounds kind of sexy. Maybe they saw your stuff on Etsy.
Yeah. They've never seen Emily before. Ever. And all of a sudden, they're like, OMG, Emily.
Who dat?
So this is the awareness phase.
And then after that, if you want to take this relationship a step further, you're going to opt in with me. You're going to give me something in return. That something, babe, it's your name and your email. Because I don't know who you are. I'm just making you aware who I am. But now I want to know you. I want to get to know your hopes and dreams and wishes and desires. So you're going to give me an email. In exchange, you're probably going to get more free stuff, like a guide, an ebook. You're going to attend a webinar, a summit. You're going to get like a free printable download some sort of jazz in the mail. 10% off.
Discount.
Yeah. Yeah. Free shipping. Who knows?
Now all of a sudden I'm like, I might like Emily. Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see what else she's got up her sleeve.
Not totally sure. But I'm thinking about it. So now here's the thing. You got to take Emily from considering to preferring you. So you do this by nurturing.
Yes. Nurture that email. You take that email and you look at that email and you say, email, what can I do to add value to your life? You rub it, you hug it, you look at it, and then you give it stuff.
You email it. You can't.
That's why emails work. You don't, if you just hug it, it's not going to really work. So you have to email it, to email the email. Give it some newsletters. Give it some value. Add some tidbits, some steps, some, you really enjoy my mug? You know what else that mug goes good with? This coffee over here. You know what else that coffee goes good with? This little biscuit, this little placemat, this little marble tray. Give you some awesome tidbits. You know what else this coffee mug does? Holds some flowers really well. It's gifted really well. Looks good in this cupboard over here really well. You want to know how else that blog post serves you? Hey, I'm going to teach you even further steps on this blog post in this email. Need some uplifting? I'm going to do that in this email. I'm going to do all the things because I got your email.
So if you're not emailing your email list, guess what you need to be doing? Emailing your email list.
Mind blown.
And not once a month, people. If you want to be making sales from your email list, I recommend emailing once a week. And if you get real crazy, you can work on sales funnels after that. But let's start with once a week. Okay. Pick a day, the same day every week, show up consistently, just work on adding value. And then eventually you can work on taking someone from the preference cake tier to the purchase cake tier.
This one is filled with raspberry and it's my favorite.
So this, in our free marry me model, this is where you ask them on a date.
So we've said hello, they've looked our way, they've been pleased, we asked for the number or the email, and now we're like, what are you doing on Saturday, girl?
Yeah. So did you know that if you want people to buy your stuff, you actually have to ask them to buy your stuff?
I'm sorry. What?
I know. So crazy.
Before that, though, did you know that in order for people to buy your stuff and before you can ask them to buy your stuff, you have to have something for sale?
Oh, no.
And that something for sale has to be what your audience is actually looking for and kind of in line with what you're already talking about online.
Oh, did you know that? We better start over then.
Rewind. Back it up.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast, ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
I say this because, and I get that specific because, there were a lot of posts over the past couple weeks on various Facebook groups that I am in and that I have seen where people are asking how people make money from blogging. And they are frustrated that it seems like the only strategy that they're hearing is coming from people who are teaching how to make money on blogging, that you can make money on blogging, right? So I wanted to clear up some stuff because I think that there's a little bit of confusion in this realm of making money on blogging or through blogging, whatever you want to say. So first of all, the reason why you're hearing from people who are making money from blogging that you can make money from blogging is because they want you to hear that. That's how they make money from blogging, by teaching others how to make money from blogging. Okay, I know that gets like super deep, but that's why you're hearing from those people. Someone who has a blog and who makes money and who doesn't teach how to make money from blogging, you're not going to hear about because they're worried about making money with whatever it is that they're selling.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's moccasins. Maybe it's party supplies. Maybe it's jewelry. Right? But if they're not teaching you how to make money from blogging, you're not going to hear from them. That doesn't mean they don't exist. Okay, so now that we've got that cleared up, my second piece of this, just because you start a blog and you start adding some content and you start adding some value and you're talking about, I don't know, maybe like how to have positive mindsets and meditations and energies and whatnot, right? All that's great stuff, okay? We got a little bit of a tribe going on. That's what they're used to hearing. So now you hear from blogging experts, well, if you want to make money from blogging, you need something to sell, right? Which is true. So you're like, okay, I'm going to sell something in my shop, on my website, and I'm going to make it because I have people reading my blog, so they're going to go buy this thing that I sell. So after talking about meditations and energy mindsets and positive energy and all that stuff, you know what I'm going to sell? I think I'm going to sell some presets that someone can use in Lightroom.
Oh my gosh. No.
Those things don't make sense. They do not add up. They are not sold to the same person. They're not even what you're talking about. The reason why you add value is so then you can take that value add and those people who you're talking to and ask them, hey, what do you want? What can I make for you to buy from me that goes further than what I'm providing for you for free?
So here's the really confusing part about being human and selling things online is you have things you like that don't all necessarily go together. And I get your life, okay? I like essential oils. I like eating things that are really shitty for me. And I like trying new recipes that are super healthy. Like we just bought flaxseed, okay? I might go on a cleanse. I like bagels. I like flower arranging. I love business. But if all those things were on the same blog, or for instance, if I wrote a blog just about my bagels, but then all of a sudden I tried to sell you something about flaxseed, you'd be like, what the French toast, girlfriend? Or the thing that might happen to you, which might lead to your confusion, is you might also have a bagel-loving flaxseed lover who one person buys the thing and then you think, well, all these other people are broken. And that's not the problem. The problem is that you added all this value over here that wasn't related to the thing you were selling. Mm-hmm. And I get it because even we have done it. Mm-hmm. We had plenty of opt-ins that literally didn't lead to anywhere because they were things that we could teach, mm-hmm. because they were things that we understood and things that made sense to us, but they didn't lead to a paid offer or program. So we had to cut them. Mm-hmm. We had to let them go. And so the thing that you might have to go through with this is if you get all the way down to like thinking about the asking people on the date, getting people to purchase from you, and you're starting to think about your product lineup and also the value you're adding over here, is if what you want them to buy is not the same as the value you're adding, it's probably because you don't love what you're selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is no stat that says one of those should come before the other. Like you should know what you're going to sell before you start a blog, or you should start blogging before you know what you're going to sell. I think both of those have happened one before the other and they both worked really well. I do think the more that you just blog and that you get free content out, whether it be a podcast or webinar or Facebook lives or whatever, the more you're going to get clarity on what you want to offer and what you're good at offering for exchange of dollar bills. So time is in your favor for that one. But ask yourself always, come down to the value of what you want your audience to go through. If you're touching them on this level over here for free, how can you go deeper? What else can you provide them that's going to make that experience better and more fulfilling for that person? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean it makes sense for you to sell. I'm good at photography. I don't want to teach photography lessons on our website. It doesn't make sense. Have we thought about it? Yeah. Have we thought about like exploring more of that route for both of us, whether it's graphic design and photography? Yeah. But that's not the type of business we're in.
So this is a hard conversation for you, but we're going to reel it back in a little bit and we're going to think about our sales funnel again, and we're going to review for a second, because I feel like you might be like, okay, I was understanding my tiered upside down birthday cake, whatever, and then you totally lost me on this. And so let's review for a second. We have the awareness phase, which is your like handshake, hello. We have the consideration phase, which you're going to like offer them a freebie, like some kind of opt-in, maybe a discount, whatever. We have the preference phase where you're like, you're trying to nurture these. This is me like dancing and grooving over here. Like you're trying to like get them to fall in love with you, right?
Shaking that booty.
And then the purchase phase is where you're asking them on a date. Okay.
And remember, we just potentially went in from a really big ass tier to a 2% of that size tier.
Yes. So only 2% of the people total are down yonder. Mm-hmm. So don't feel bad if you're like, but there's not that many people.
It's normal. It's okay. We all go through it. It's fine. You'll be okay.
It's all right. Chill, baby cakes. So there's two tiers after that.
So the next one is the time to propose.
Oh, get on your knee.
So this is all about loyalty. This is taking a one-time customer and turning them into a repeat customer. Because it's so much easier to turn a one-time buyer into a multiple-time buyer.
A buyer of all the things.
A buyer of all the things.
Now is when you kind of take the rest of those tiers, and it's not that you repeat them like as it's a step-by-step process, but you don't let your people fall off the cake, right?
Yeah.
Just because they pass the purchase tier doesn't mean they jump off the cake and they're gone forever. So what other value can you add for them? How can you get them to still be in your circle, learning from you, loving what you're putting out there, and getting them to learn more from you? So this means continuing to blog, continuing to have a presence on Instagram, widening your social channels. So looking at ways for you to reach a broader audience or a new audience, asking, surveying your audience to figure out what they want from you, polling the people who bought from you to see how you can make their process better and easier. It's truly, truly caring for them.
And rewarding those people that do become those repeat customers. I know last year when we sent out Christmas cards, we tried really, really hard. I mean, as much as we would love to send out thousands of Christmas cards, our hands would fall off. So we tried really hard to send them to people who bought several of our programs. And so how can you reward those customers? I mean, it was a simple thing. It wasn't like we didn't mail them a $50 gift card. We didn't like, it wasn't this big howdy doody thing. But how can you make those people feel special? Even something as simple as a handwritten note goes so long of a way. Because that multi-repeat business can go one step further. And this is the ultimate level. Are you ready for the ultimate level?
This is when you unlock all the tokens.
This is like when you beat Mario. Okay, you get to the advocacy phase, and this is where that repeat business no longer is just someone who buys from you, but they are literally doing the selling for you. They are telling everyone they know about you and your business. They love you unconditionally. They think you are amazing. They have nothing but good things to say. They leave reviews in all the places. They're the closest thing to your second cousin that actually sits you
closer.
Sister?
Yeah.
Sister with a cute puppy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. They're the people who are your social cheerleaders. So like Abby said, they're doing the selling for you. So they're the people who, if you see another Facebook group or another thread pop up where you think, oh, my services or my product would be best for that, and you go to like link up your thing, someone already did it for you. They're the people tagging you on social media when people have a question that they know you can answer. They're the people who share your products or services without any need for an affiliate, any need for commission, any need for partnership, because they know how valuable it is. They're the people that add your blog posts and your tweets and your emails to their role so they can get it in front of their audience because they know it's super valuable. And they love what you have to offer, and they're going to listen to every word you have to say because they've trusted you this entire time. You've continued to provide value this entire time, and they know that's what they can expect from you from now on.
And the really cool thing about reaching this phase is it's not something that goes away. It's like these people become your friends. They're people that stick around. And when you do come out with new products or services, they're the first in line. They're the like, can I please, please, please be a beta tester? Can I please buy it before anyone else? Like, is there an early bird pricing? I don't really care. Just tell me how much it is. Do I need this? okay, you're not really sure, I'll buy it anyway. Like, those are the kind of people they become. Mm-hmm. And you will learn to love these people so hard. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, they are literally more than the loyal customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a different breed
of peeps.
Yeah. And you know the difference. You will learn the difference over time. Right now, you may not even have those people yet, and that's fine. It definitely took us a long time to get to a place where I even felt like we had
advocates. Some of the people who have been around from day one, but we just didn't quite realize, like, are they just here to stick around, or do they really know that they're still here? Like, I'm confused. So it's just time that you need in order to hash out those relationships and see truly what those people can do for you. But that's why I never, ever, ever underestimate the value of the early purchasers, the early testers, the people who are getting your stuff before you've even got your shit figured out, the people who you're emailing asking for testimonials because you've never done something like this before, the people who you're so nervous about messing up something on, but they're the most relaxed and chill. Those are the type of people who are going to be around forever, and they are going to help you get through all of this hard stuff more than you ever think.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of who several of ours are.
Oh, yeah.
Many of them existed before TCC was even a thing. Like, they followed us separately.
But it takes your work to get these people.
Yes.
It takes you providing value after value after value.
Yes.
So they know you're not just coming in here like a flash in the pan and saying, oh, I have this cool thing, now go buy all these things, and I'm just going to like drop off the face of the earth and not provide you anything after this. This is why you show up continuously in your business. It's for these people. It's for that little tiny cupcake at the top of the people that you could probably fit in one room at any given moment. It's for those people.
So it's okay. So the first three layers are all free, as in like you're providing value for through all of them. And then after that, like they purchase, but like it continues. So in a marriage, do you think you have to stop working on the marriage? Like, no, like you obviously still have to do work. Like you still have to try. Like you, if you felt like if you offered someone something and say it was a service and it lasted over a series of months and you only did your obligations for month one and then two and three, you fell off the face of the planet, they would be like, what the heck? And they'd be upset. And so like, if you're not holding up your end of the deal plus some, then like you still need to be offering more than what they bought in for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get them to hang around. Get them
Surprise.
To love you.
Yeah.
And I really think in order to create that experience and to know what to do after, y'all should go back and listen to one of our earlier episodes all about creating that client experience. It's like episode 4 or something really, really early on.
Maybe 6. I don't know.
Something like that. We'll link it in the show notes. But it all of that basis is providing value to your people, no matter what. Hand-holding them, walking them through everything, and being there for them, supporting them no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to that happy place, and it's truly knowing what you want to offer those people that you unlock this, I really freaking love my job phase. And the I do make money from all of these efforts of giving away all of this free shit. And recognizing that it is worth it and that foundation is strong and that cake isn't going to come toppling over anytime soon because you put in the work beforehand.
Yeah, because even though this cake is upside down, it's magical and it's held up. It's held up by that mini cupcake at the bottom.
Yep. It's a floating cake. It's like a top, like a spinning top, the little skinny doodad.
Just stop with the analogies.
It's like a, it's like an ice cream cone.
All I can picture is like Hogwarts and like the food floating over
I
the
know.
Table.
And it's just like showing on their feast table and the candles hanging in the air. Yeah.
Picture that for your business.
Mm-hmm. Picture the never ending feast. You look at your plate and food just appears.
Boom.
That would be the life. Just daydreaming about that for a second.
Just daydream about that. So true. You know, if you show up to dinner and like you tell people, I'm going to make you this really awesome dinner, and then the food doesn't show up on the plate.
Stop with the analogies. It's like if you go to the mall and you park your car and get out.
I had a really bad analogy on Instagram yesterday. Did you notice?
No, your analogies are always quite something.
Okay.
It's like if you're brushing your hair.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop making fun of my analogies. Let's talk strategy to me, even though it's a couple minutes early.
It's fine. All right. So your strategy. This is what I want you to do. Your step one, I want you to literally draw your funnel. It can be a triangle. It can be a funnel. It can be a cake. It can be whatever you want it to be. But it's got to go from big to tiny. Okay. And then I want you to break down your categories and I want you to say, okay, if my awareness is the biggest phase that I need like all of these people to go into just to even know I exist, am I checking that box off? Am I putting myself out there in front of enough people? And then walk yourself through this funnel. Okay. What content are you putting out there for people to now consider you? Okay. They see you. They hear you. What are you offering them in return? Okay. Now, are you collecting the emails? Are you nurturing them? Do you have something for sale that makes sense? Walk yourself through this funnel, okay? Are you continuing to add value? Are you asking those people who do buy from you to share about you, to give a testimonial, to offer feedback so you can make it better? Have you got your social cheerleaders yet? And are you nurturing on them hardcore? Those are all your steps. I know that was a lot. It was like a funnel of steps because that's what we're talking about today. But I'd really like for you to look at what your funnel looks like. Maybe you're missing a layer of this cake and you need to add something in. So do that. See where your holes are and make it better.
Yeah, you might get surprised that you're stuck. But that's the whole point, is that we're trying to figure out where in the process are people falling off because they don't have the free marry me model.
It's like when you're driving a car and you're driving on the road and the road just stops and your car falls down a cliff and then you're just down at the end of the cliff.
It's like the cartoon version of that where they stop
no one
drawing
that in real life. And then a anvil comes down and crushes you. No one wants that.
Like in Roadrunner. Like, that was an actual good analogy if you hadn't made it so weird. Okay, I think you get the point. Give it all away. Give away the kitchen sink. Get people to love on you and love what you offer. And if what you offer right now doesn't make sense, no judgment. Let's go back to the drawing board. Yeah. And it doesn't mean what you offer is the problem. Maybe it's what you're offering for free that's the problem. Yep. That may be the thing you need to switch up.
Yep.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.